On February 1, 2013, Bob and Maureen McDonnell signed a loan application. 2 weeks later, on February 15th, shortly after Maureen was first interviewed by state police about her dealings with Johnny Williams, Governor McDonnell called the bank to resubmit his form with updated information, reflecting loans from Williams in the previous year. Legal analyst Todd Stone says this gives the federal government solid ground to charge the former Virginia First couple with knowingly and willfully committing bank fraud.
The defense is arguing that it was an ongoing process, and just because they signed this on February 1st doesn't mean that they didn't intend to update it and add things later. But the problem is that check had already been cashed prior to February 1st, and it's one that would be reasonably known to not show up on a credit report, and it's the type of thing that someone might not declare if they really wanted to get a loan.
For the second charge of bank fraud, Bob McDonnell argued that the loan in question was made to Mobo Realty, the LLC he formed with his sister Maureen, and his liability was therefore limited. Craig Carper, WCVE News.